Trump orders security clearance revoked for law firm employing Mueller prosecutor. President Donald Trump signed another executive order targeting a specific law firm that he deems to be working against American interests. The March 25th order is directed at Jenner and Block LLP, the law firm that employed Andrew Weissman, a former federal prosecutor who was on special counsel Robert Mueller's legal team from 2017 to 2019. The order calls for the revocation of any security clearances held by any member of the law firm, as well as the termination of any contracts between the firm and any government agency. It's a law firm that's engaged in invidious, racially, and sexually discriminatory practices, White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf said. It's also a law firm that has participated in the weaponization of the legal system against American principles and values. The executive order titled, Addressing Risks from Jenner and Block, also accuses the law firm of condoning partisan lawfare, supporting efforts to prevent the deportation of violent illegal immigrants, and refusing to accept the biological reality of sex. Scharf said the firm's association with Weissman is one of the reasons the order was issued. Jenner was thrilled to rehire the unethical Andrew Weissman after his time engaging in partisan prosecution as part of Robert Mueller's entirely unjustified investigation. The executive order states, the numerous reports of Weissman's dishonesty, including pursuit of non-existent crimes, bribery to foreign nationals, and overt demand that the federal government pursue a political agenda against me, is a concerning indictment of Jenner's values and priorities. A spokesperson for Jenner and Block said the firm has had a long history representing clients, paid and pro bono, in their most difficult matters since 1914. Today, we have been named in an executive order similar to one which has already been declared unconstitutional by a federal court, the spokesperson told the Epoch Times in an email. We remain focused on serving and safeguarding our clients' interests with the dedication, integrity, and expertise that has defined our firm for more than 100 years, and will pursue all appropriate remedies. On March 6, Trump signed an order revoking security clearances for the law firm Perkins Coie LLP, citing its diversity, equity, and inclusion practices as well as its work connected to the Steele dossier. Perkins Coie was hired by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee in 2016. That firm hired opposition research company Fusion GPS, which then hired Christopher Steele, the retired British counterintelligence specialist who compiled the now discredited Steele dossier accusing the Trump 2016 presidential campaign of conspiring with Russia. Perkins Coie took legal action against the president's recent executive action, alleging violations of the firm's rights to free speech and free association, as well as due process under the Constitution. District of Columbia District Judge Beryl Howell on March 12 agreed to temporarily block parts of Trump's executive order imposing certain sanctions on the law firm. The Department of Justice motioned to have Howell disqualified on grounds of bias and connection to aspects of the case. The latest executive order also follows one signed on March 14 naming New York-based law firm Paul, Weiss, Rifkind, Wharton, and Garrison, which also suspended security clearances and directed steps be taken to terminate government contracts. That order was withdrawn on March 20 after Paul Weiss released a statement agreeing to review its hiring practices, committing to merit-based hiring, retention, and promotion, and dedicated the equivalent of $40 million in pro bono services in support of the Trump administration's initiatives such as assisting veterans and the president's task force to combat anti-Semitism. Katabella Roberts contributed to this report.